Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Hello and welcome in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is your only reward. I am your host, Andy. We are back in the studio with the whole crew. Of course, you don't realize this, but we have not been in here for about 6 weeks, fellas.
Wow.
Feeling rusty at all?
Been a while. Oh, real rusty.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Good stuff. Nicholas, we have Nick here with us. How we doing, bro?
Hey!
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm excited to be back.
What you been doing during the break?
I mean, vacation, but other than that, I mean, went to Hot Springs.
Yeah.
You know? And what I did realize is I hate drivers now.
Other drivers?
I hate other drivers. Okay. I don't know if it's a generational thing. Parents, you need to step up. The left lane is for passing. Okay?
Yes.
All right? It's for passing. It's not hard. Okay?
I see a fist about to shake.
Oh, man. No, although I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Okay.
But it's still... It just screams old man yells at
home. Dude, right? It's just so... I mean, there's even signs that say left lane is for passing only, and people just don't care. They just don't care.
They're in their own bubble.
Usually not people of an older generation.
It's not that they don't care. It's that they don't know.
Well, then I blame the parents. Parents, you have failed society. It's awful.
That's right.
But other than that, no. Been a great time. I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Aww. I'm glad to be back. Excited for it.
Did you guys feel that?
Scott, did you say, oh?
No, I...
What?
I didn't say
anything. Single teardrop.
Kelly Ray.
Yes, sir.
How we been spending the break, brother?
Just hanging out with my kids. Yeah. I've been busy with work. No vacations to speak of as of yet. Mm-hmm. But other than that, just like I said, like Nick said it perfectly, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
It's been 6 weeks, so...
Feels good. BQ. Love
it. Yeah, excited to be back. It's been a good time.
Been keeping Kelly company, I imagine, night after night.
Yeah, keeping him company, doing some other things.
Yeah, you know? Keeping tabs on him.
Yeah, but the sure Children's he's... Hospital. Yeah, been good.
Cool. Dr. Queener.
Hey.
How we doing, kiddo?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
No vacations for me either. They're coming later in the year, so just been at home crying my eyes out.
You got stuck with COVID.
Yeah, got a little...
Did you actually get COVID?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's COVID. So.
Thing.
Pretty sure. You didn't test.
No, but I have
all the symptoms. And we're all in this room together.
I warned you, but you guys were like, I don't care.
My wife is going to be so mad.
I got sick, but I tested negative.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a lot in the family, though, that had it.
Yeah.
I told him to wear a mask, but...
That was to cover his face, though, right?
Exactly. I wasn't afraid of COVID. Yeah. I just didn't want to see that thing.
No, I don't care about getting COVID, but my wife is going to be super mad if I get COVID.
She doesn't listen to this.
No, that's true. She does not. She's not a loyal
Scott's
listener.
Really never does she even know where you're at right now?
No.
He's never been worried about the welfare of others. We all know that.
That is true. So.
We're past the grace period.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're fine.
You feeling all right?
Yeah, feeling pretty good.
You look terrible.
Yeah, not look good at all.
I was going to say you look good.
Thank God we don't do video.
I walked right into that one.
I was going to say you look good.
Sloppy mess.
I think you look good, Scott.
Disgusting.
Thank you, Kelly.
It is disgusting. Yeah. Do you blow your nose in your shirt? What? You look terrible.
Andy, how you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm so excited for tonight. We have the perfect storm of excitement. There's going to be some extra energy in the room tonight.
That's fantastic. Let's get going.
Let's get to it. Well, it is birthday week as well.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, me and Brian and I didn't do it.
You know, that's why
we invite you to it. You get to come along.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but it's not our birthday. Yeah.
They don't pay attention to our birthdays.
Well, they did for mine.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do anything for yours.
They don't for me.
I still don't remember your birthday. I don't remember your birthday. I don't know when it is.
April 30th.
October 17th.
Oh.
Is it? No, it's April 30th.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You just redeemed yourself.
I was going to guess spring.
You're the only one I like in this room.
Ah, I love that.
Get out of your birthday.
No, Sarah and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We traveled to the Maldives and had just the time of our lives.
Bowling.
California.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that one made me lightheaded. That was awesome.
Oh, the sunshine's there. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, man. No, but yeah, it's birthday week. And so that's Kelly. No, that's not Kelly. That is Scotty and Nick and myself. We all have our birthday here in a matter of 5 days. So we've been celebrating this as birthday week for... Well, for a long time.
It's always been a fun week.
Yes.
I mean, for the past several years.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. In addition, as you've seen from the title, we've got an all-play episode today, which is always our favorite. And to add to that even further,
It is another listener submission. It is so flattering that someone would take the time. These are not easy to write, guys. And someone took the time to do this for us.
I like that, and I appreciate that. That's really cool.
But go ahead.
So listener Jan, we'll call her Jan B. She didn't say whether she wanted her name stated or not, so we'll just leave it there. But she reached out to us via our email. She sent this in. You'll see the topic there is listed. We all know it. It's simply New England trivia, and we got no idea.
None.
Sounds tough.
Yeah.
We passed it off to Miss Cindy, Scott's lovely wife. She said that this was buttoned up quite nicely, so very little has changed, and we're going to give it a go.
So do we have any predictions? Winner?
Oh.
I got to say five. I mean, it's hard to know, right?
No. Number-wise or person? I think I'm going
to
win.
Brian's due for a win.
I mean, this is ripe for Brian to win because, yes. I mean, it just feels so random to me.
Yeah. Like, we know nothing.
The questions could be, yeah.
But I feel like Brian's pretty good about U.S. geography and stuff like that, so he might be okay.
Why are you guys being so nice to him?
I appreciate it.
I feel like he needs it, man.
Zero confidence, but I appreciate it. Yeah.
Didn't you live in New England for a minute?
Actually, yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh.
So did Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
About an hour outside of Boston.
You guys always live in the same place?
Yeah.
Really weird.
Pretty much.
Total mind
blower. What are the odds? Yeah. All right. Before we get to all of that, we have our listener submitted question of the week. It came in from Dan directly to our email. It talks about if we become ghosts. If we became a ghost and we were tasked with haunting someone, who would you haunt? And then what would you do?
Interesting question.
I agree.
I got an idea. What do you got?
I got a couple questions about it. Like haunt, like I'm trying to spook somebody, or like am I just like keeping an eye on somebody?
I think that's up to you.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
So I mean, you know, like I guess in my mind, I'm watching my daughters. Like, you know,
daughters.
I'm going to keep an eye on them, see what they're doing. See, what you know.
Okay.
You
know? Okay.
Now haunt somebody. That's a different question.
Would you haunt your daughter too? Like just like mess with them? Okay.
I'm watching you.
Probably a little bit. I know what you're doing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can do something so they know it's you.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that.
Like Interstellar.
Yeah. Leave some clues. That's what I was thinking. I like that.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
I'm hunting Scott.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm glad you beat him to that.
100%. I'm hunting Scott. I'm doing little things that are just going to annoy the
crap
out of him.
Take a piece of pizza away and he turns around. You
know,
what the hell?
Like, you know, Scott, he's going to be cleaning the house and like all of a sudden there's going to be like, I know I just got that spot. And there's going to be like pizza sauce or something sitting on the counter. He's like, I didn't even have pizza. This is crazy.
He orders chicken wings. And like he goes to the bathroom. He comes back. There's five gone.
Yes. 100%.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. Like just toying with him and just like, he's going to think he's going nuts.
With the wings, do you leave him? Do you leave the bones or do you just eliminate five wings altogether?
Oh, no, you leave the bones.
You got to leave
That's interesting. Oh, I don't know.
Or do you,
maybe I alternate like each time, like he wears wings. Like one time there's just five wings missing. The next time there's five wings that have been eaten already.
I kind of feel like you cross the line messing with the man's wings.
Oh, no, it is. But I'm a ghost. I'm dead. So okay. I can do these things.
I'll kill you again. I'll catch you.
But no, I would do stuff like that or like leave interesting smells in the house.
Hobbit feet.
Yeah.
That's a lot of power this ghost has. I mean,
I don't know if I have the ability to touch and move things. Like, I keep untying his shoe, just little stuff that just drives you nuts.
The fact that he's a neat freak plays a big role in
that. That would be the thing. Right. Like,
a great one would be like leave a stool in front of the toilet or in front of the sink.
Yes. Yes.
A stool,
or next to his, or next to his car.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
A step stool.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
Keep changing the radio. 35.
So 35. You need a step stool, Scotty.
All right. Well, then obviously I have to haunt Nick in retaliation. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace all your clothing with smaller sizes. When you get up, you're running late for work. Those pants are going to be really tight.
Give him a laxative in the morning so he can't go to work.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's not going to be anything new. I have my clothes don't fit anyway. If you have a bad
hide the dude week. Wipes.
Right.
Nick is a big proponent of dude wipes.
Yes.
Yes. When a bidet is not available.
Are you sponsored by them? Or is
it? Might as well be.
Yeah. Not yet. Dude wipes are amazing.
Yeah, yes, we're open to the idea of sponsors, obviously.
Yes.
BQ. Oh, you already went.
Yeah.
Andy, you go.
I don't know if I got a good answer yet. I'm still chewing on it. I don't believe in ghosts in general. I don't know.
Well,
is anybody...
Not really.
You know,
No.
But you're a ghost in a movie, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
Would you do it with someone you really dislike, or would you haunt someone that you like?
I mean, that's the first thing I'm trying to decide, if I do it for good or for evil. Like, for funny, to be funny, or if I'm really trying to screw with somebody.
I I wouldn't do it with somebody I dislike. Like, why would I waste my time on somebody that I dislike? I would do it with one of you guys or, like, somebody that I knew really well.
Yeah.
Because it would just be funny. Yeah. Like, I mean, I couldn't pick one particular person. I'd want to do it with all you guys. Like, just every day. Like, you're hanging out. I'm doing something to mess with you.
I really like the idea that Scott's cleaning up after cooking dinner and there's a little spot of sauce.
Yeah.
And he wipes that up. And then as he turns to the left, there's another spot of sauce.
Another spot of
sauce. And then as he turns back, another spot.
I might mess with Demi Moore.
Oh, okay. That's a very specific.
Like around a pottery table or
holder.
But along those lines, you got me thinking, like, maybe I haunt just some really smoking hot chick.
Yeah.
I don't really do much. I'm just hanging out.
Locker rooms.
You know. It's creepy. I get it. It's creepy.
Well, you're a ghost. So yeah,
but I'm a ghost.
Creepy.
He doesn't know. That's true. It's only creepy if you get caught.
No, I like the idea. I like the idea of doing things that are subtle and you don't know you're being haunted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it'll make somebody question themselves. Did I leave that in there? Did
yeah.
I?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just all commit to haunting each other. And
that would be the funniest.
Come up with ways just to make sure that we know it's each other that we're haunting.
Like Brian's drinking, like take one of his beers.
Yes.
Or, I swear to God, I had 13.
Or he just opens one.
You're not going to trick me, though.
I swear to God,
you're not going to trick me, though. I'm going to know exactly what went down, and I'm going to be pretty mad about it.
It also never actually leaves his hand, so that'd be pretty tough.
He's like, damn it, Kelly.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, Dan, for sending that in. If you'd like to send us a question that we use on the air, by all means, do so at our email address, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. We've got a website. We've got all kinds of socials. And if you do send one in and we use it on the air, you get yourself a coupon code for a t-shirt from our merch store.
No way.
Way.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. We just added a few cool things to the store, as a matter of fact, some color varieties.
Oh, okay.
So, this is news to me.
So go and check it out.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't we? I think we did.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Go to the store. Buy our stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. We got New England trivia. And let's learn about it here. Well, New England is a beautiful and diverse region of the United States, tucked up in the northeast corner of the country. It offers varied outdoor activities from skiing to climbing to swimming and even surfing in the Atlantic Ocean. It's also home to some of the oldest and most respected universities in the country. Does it have some quirks? It's wicked quirky.
Wicked.
Wicked. Wicked hot. Awesome.
Wicked hot slapper.
Today we're going to delve into some of the things that make it New England.
I like it.
There we go.
Let's do it.
So still.
Hug my con. Have it. Yeah.
Wide open. Ready, guys?
Let's ring that bell.
Let's do it.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on New England, and here is how it works. It's an all-play episode. That means we all have two questions. We're going to take turns hosting, and all five of us get to play each question. When that host says reveal, we'll show our answers. If we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point, right?
Yeah, I got you.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Who has question number one?
That would be I.
Ooh, big B off the bat. Put the cheaters on, buddy.
Get my
board. Got him on, got him on. Thanks for letting everybody know that. Appreciate that. Good looking out.
Yeah, you're old, you're blind.
Afraid of aging.
All right. Question number one. Let's start with an easy one.
Uh-oh.
New England is made up of 6 U.S. states.
Are you kidding me?
Name 4.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Golden.
Oh, man. I had him, so I was hoping that we'd get them all. All right. Wait, I got to erase. I ran out of room. This takes a long time.
Yeah, 4 states.
I don't want to give anything away, but some of them are long.
True. And some of them are hard to spell.
I intentionally did not write one down because it's harder.
Yep. 2 of them, in fact.
I bet I could spell them all.
Hey, right. You'll be able to read it. That's all that matters.
Nick can't.
Nick can't what?
We
spell?
We can arrange that.
Spell all the states. No,
I definitely, one of these has to be wrong.
Would you like me to read that question again? Anybody? Anyone?
No, we just had to write down 4.
New England consists of 6 states. We have to name 4.
I'll do it again for the listeners.
Okay.
Let's start with an easy one.
Hold on. He's just rereading the question, buddy. You're fine.
Sorry.
Don't get England them. Is made up of 6 U.S. states. Name 4.
All right.
Papua New Guinea is not one. Nick.
Everybody ready?
Oh, hang on. I got to erase it. You said Papua New Guinea is not one. I got to erase this.
Son of a.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. Let's reveal. All right. I have Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Andy has Vermont, Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire. Nick, we got New Hampshire, Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island.
Holding
Scott,
it so officially.
Got Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Kelly has Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
He spelled the 2 hard ones to spell.
Yeah, he did.
Cocky. You're so cocky. Yeah.
I'm turning it around because I don't know if you realize that I might not have spelled them correctly.
Okay. Well, did you see the way Brian spelled Massachusetts? I don't think there's any vowels in it. There's a lot of S's and C's and T's. I saw that. Is there any vowels in there?
I spelled it right.
Show it to me again.
I missed it. You're right.
Okay, you're hiding it now. Yeah.
So the answer is Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and Rhode Island.
All right.
We're all got a point on that one.
Yeah, baby.
The 6 states of New England have a combined area, including water surfaces, slightly larger than the state of Washington. Compared to the size of other U.S. states, they range from relatively small, Maine, to the smallest of all U.S. states, Rhode Island.
Nice. So I will admit, that is... You know, we don't always know what trivia we're going to do, but I did look up because I honestly did not know what states were included in New England. I honestly did not know.
You're going to do well.
I did.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So I will admit that I did look that up.
That's just because you're dumb.
I'll go with that. Right. I can't disagree with that. I had no idea.
Who would have gotten all 6 if it was part of it?
I think I would have gotten to it.
I would. Everybody feels good?
I would
have
gotten all 6.
I'm pretty sure I would.
But not before you studied.
Not before I looked it up. And again, that's the only thing I looked up.
I definitely would have put New York in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before knowing.
I would have got them right. Mainly because I would move to New England right now if I could.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. Yeah,
I've always liked that area.
Is it humid?
I think you should.
Yeah.
And never come back.
Can be.
I mean, I know it's cooler than it is here, but is it humid?
Is it though?
Some of it.
Not
it
depends. Like cooler.
It depends where you're at.
Oh, sure. I'm out.
You go down south a little bit, but
there's even a chance.
Maine's not as humid, but the other ones are,
Well, and anything coastal, of course.
Yeah. All right. Right. Yeah.
Question number 2.
I have question number 2. Every fall, thousands of tourists head north to view the spectacular foliage of the New England states. What is the common nickname for these looky-loos?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to read that again. Every fall, thousands of tourists head north to view the spectacular foliage of the New England states. What is the common nickname for these looky-loos?
Wow.
Okay.
Asking for the people who go and look at the foliage.
Right. This is definitely something you would know if you lived there.
Oh, yeah.
Would have no other reason to know it, I don't think. All right.
I have no idea.
No, I'm taking a guess.
I feel like I've probably heard it.
Maybe.
No way.
It just doesn't ring a bell.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish the question was said if it was one word or two or three or something like that to get a little bit of intel.
I agree.
Yeah,
I don't know. I got something down.
I knew about the foliage thing, but I didn't know they had a name for them.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Part of me wants to go with intruders, maybe unwelcome guests,
tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready to reveal?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right, let's go. Scott has peepers. Nick has leafers. Andy has leaf lookers. Brian has fall followers. I like
Ooh,
that.
I like
pretty
that.
Good. And I have leaf lookers.
So two for leaf lookers.
Come on, Kelly.
That doesn't bode well if two people.
Well, you wouldn't like it either because it's look is in the word and in
that's
the thing.
Exactly why I didn't put it in there because I thought about putting leaf looker.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Envelope.
And the envelope.
The answer is
leaf peepers.
Oh, really? Could have combined an effort and got there.
Leaf peeper.
I wouldn't be opposed to give you that, but this is not our.
Yeah, what, you're
what'd
right.
You put?
I put peepers.
Just peeper, but not the leaf.
Yeah. I'm out.
Sorry,
nope.
Bud.
No,
I'm fine with it.
Nope.
Traveling to observe fall foliage colors is popular in many parts of the U.S. and in many other countries. New England's autumn palette is well worth the trip. So, yeah.
Brian and I are planning to go.
So yep. Leaf peepers.
Some October leaf eventually.
Peepers. Peep them leaves.
Between all of us, like, we got the randoms. You had peepers, leaf lookers.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaf
team effort.
We were there.
I like that. I like that.
And that's freaking teamwork.
Who's got three?
All right, gentlemen, I have number three. Good for you.
So grumpy.
This question is for you, Nick. Which of the eight Ivy League universities is located in Providence, Rhode Island?
Oh, no.
AKA, right down a school.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
man.
This is for me because I'm uneducated?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just like picking on you because you're dumb.
Which of the eight Ivy League schools is located in Rhode Island?
Providence, Rhode Island. Yes. So if you know an Ivy League university, you might want to write it down. I know, I'm confident where two are located and they're not in Providence.
Correct.
So
correct.
That helps me a little bit. Not much.
I think the one I wrote down is.
I think I know where one is located, maybe. I don't know the eight. I don't know the eight schools.
I have the eight schools.
I know the eight schools.
You wrote down the eight schools.
I have all eight schools
just
on
to
my
be
board.
A jerk.
Oh, show me the eight schools. I'll pick one.
I will circle my answer and I will prove it to you. I'll circle.
Well, I know you're going to, but yeah. I'm saying do it now.
Eight?
You know all eight?
I know all.
No, I knew there was eight, but
might be able to get there. Does everyone have an answer?
I do. Oh, I mean, I wrote one. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. I'll give you another.
I'm counting them out, but I got nothing.
Five.
Well, we only need one.
Three.
I feel okay about this. Actually.
Really?
Which of the eight Ivy League universities is located in Providence, Rhode Island? Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Let's reveal. I wrote down Brown.
Oh,
Princeton from Nick.
Yeah.
Brown from Andy. Brian didn't come up with anything, and Kelly wrote down Cornell.
I'm just glad I had one.
Yeah. That was my first worry, like, picking a school that's actually an Ivy League.
You think it's Brown?
Yale, Penn, Harvard.
Are you definite?
Oh, I put Yale twice, so I didn't have them all. I put Yale twice.
The answer is Brown University.
Oh, great job, you two.
All right.
So why did you guys have that inclination that it was Brown, like,
You just guessed one? I thought Brown was in Providence, but I wasn't 100%. I know where Harvard is, and I know where Yale is.
And Cornell is in Ithaca, New York.
Okay.
No, greatest story ever told.
Princeton is New Jersey?
Yeah.
You could have told me that earlier.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know where New Jersey it is.
No, I can think of most of the schools. I just couldn't. Pinpoint.
What did I miss here? I got Yale, Penn, Harvard, Princeton, Dartmouth, Cornell, and Brown. Which one did I miss? Because I wrote Yale twice on X.
Oh.
Yale, Harvard.
But if I don't know the eight, I mean, I can't help you here. I'm sorry.
Kelly will Google it.
Yeah.
Boy, that didn't come out.
Well, like Brown wouldn't have popped in my head.
It did not pop in my head.
Yeah.
That's where Moxon went. Jonathan Moxon from Varsity
Blues. John and Moxon. Go ahead, Scott. You can read the flavor text.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kelly's looking it up. Can I read?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Little information about Brown University. Established in 1764, Brown can boast a stellar list of achievements by faculty, students, and researchers, including Nobel Prizes, Pulitzer Prizes, Olympic medals, and seats in Congress, just to name a few. Mm.
Columbia.
Columbia, yeah.
I'm glad that would have been in contention if I'd have remembered it was a school.
Why are they called Ivy League? Specifically,
there's an obvious answer of being really old buildings and have ivy growing up the brick. That's
and
the only
Nick,
thing
we,
that comes
we have
mind.
Assigned trivia questions. I don't need you to ask more trivia questions.
Sorry. Yeah, that's going
to
be one of the answers.
Kelly's going
to
be Googling.
Time with the patience to explain it to you.
Brian's cranky Frankie tonight, guys. No. Be prepared.
I would have guessed like Wrigley Field. I mean,
that adds up.
Yeah. All right. Question four.
Are we on four?
I think we're on four, right?
Yeah, we are.
Who knows?
All right. Question number four. No New England quiz is complete without Salem, Massachusetts. Arguably most famous for the Salem witch trials in the late 1600s, the town now includes shops full of witchy merchandise, psychics galore, and a house made famous in an 1851 novel, The House of the Seven Gables.
Third question.
Who was the author of that novel?
Dang it.
We can go ahead and jump to the answer because I got
what? The House of the Seven Gables.
Yeah.
And who's the author?
Who was the author of the famous 1851 novel, The House of the Seven Gables?
You have an answer, Kelly.
I do.
And you know it. Like, you feel good?
I'm not 100%, no. Oh. But I think so.
You think so?
Did they give any indication? I don't remember. They didn't say what year the
1851.
That's when the book was written.
Yes. That's when the poem that is what written. It says.
The poem, okay. That still doesn't help me out.
All right. Board movement. BQ? You got something down?
I got something
down. Yeah, okay.
I have no idea. You wrote down something quick, Kelly.
It's just the content of the topic.
Oh.
Okay.
That's interesting. It doesn't matter. I'm done.
Actually, I hate Scotty. My answer now.
I got something written down.
Okay.
I don't even think I'm right.
Nicholas, you got something down?
I wrote something
Everybody
down.
Everybody ready?
Go.
All right. Who wrote it? The House of the Seven Gables. We got Hawthorne from Nick. We got Edgar Allan Poe from Kelly. Robert Frost from The Doc. Ernest Hemingway from Brian. And from Andy.
I like Kelly's answer.
I do like Kelly's answer.
What I was trying to think of, honestly.
Yeah. Once you said the content, then it kind of made sense.
What? Remind me your answers again,
real quick. That's still written down. Just read us the answer. We'll tell you if we got it. He has Frost. He had Poe. He had Hemingway. I have Hawthorne. You had somebody else.
Nicholas got this right.
Shut your mouth.
It's Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Wow.
Bravo.
I'm going to do a mic drop. Guys, I'm done for the night.
Yeah, you need to retire.
I don't know what happened. I blacked out for a second.
I didn't even black out. Wow.
Even a dog is a...
And I can tell you this.
Sidewalk sometimes.
He probably couldn't even say his first name.
Yeah, would you have known Nathaniel?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it. I just thought of Hawthorne. That's all I thought. I just said Hawthorne. I don't know.
Jeopardy rules.
Fantastic.
Love it.
You got to be kidding me.
That's
really
awesome, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you messing with me right now?
I feel like you might be joking. Because your answer made sense when you said the content. Yeah, and I was like, okay, absolutely. That makes sense.
That's the name I was trying to come up with, honestly. Like, I thought Kelly was right.
Quote the Raven.
Wow.
I'm an idiot.
Nathaniel Hawthorne was a 19th century American novelist and short story writer known for his dark romantic style. What? His works often explored themes of sin, morality, and evil, and were influenced by history and religion. He is best known for his novels The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables.
You could have asked me before that question, when do you think Hawthorne was alive? I would have been like 1957-ish in some of that range. I have no idea.
1642?
Oh, wow.
My goodness. Well,
bravo.
Blind squirrel found
Thanks.
The nut.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. All right. Question number 5, and I got it. This restaurant was opened in 1950 in Quincy, Massachusetts. In Boston, it's pronounced Quincy Guys. It now has more than 14,000 restaurants and nearly 40 global markets. In 2019, it dropped the second half of its name. Name the restaurant. Orange, you glad I didn't say Starbucks. Wow. Name the restaurant.
You don't have to read the whole thing again. In 2019, what happened again?
In 2019, it dropped the second half of its name.
Okay.
So
that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have an idea now. Okay.
What year? I'm sorry. One more time.
So it opened in 1950 in Quincy, Massachusetts. In Boston, it's pronounced Quincy Guys, and Quincy is a capitalized word, so I'm not sure what that means. It now has 14,000 restaurants, 40 global markets. In 2019, it dropped the second half of its name. And then it says, name the restaurant, and then it says, orange, you glad I didn't say Starbucks. So that's a hint, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I have an idea, I guess.
Really?
I think so.
And, Scotty, you got some confidence to your answer.
I think I'm 100%.
Man, I'm at a loss.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. 99, because that'll come back and bite me.
Yeah.
99%, I guess.
So arrogant.
Brian, you haven't even picked your board up yet.
When you started the question, I was like, oh, I think I got something. Yeah. But as it went on, I'm like, wait a minute. Two turns in the whole question. I'm like, I am done.
Clues, like the Quincy guys, like, I don't know what that means.
I think that's extraneous. That I don't even know why I'm helping you here. I think she's just trying to tell you how they pronounce it, that city.
Yeah.
They don't call it Quincy.
So instead of Quincy, Massachusetts, Quincy, Massachusetts.
That's how they say it, yeah.
How they pronounce it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with
I don't have a good Boston accent. I wish I did. I would have read the question that way.
I'm going to park my car and have it yard.
Smap hack. That's one of my favorite commercials, that Smart Park commercial.
Yeah.
I love that commercial. Smat Pack. Don't be a smatty pants.
Have you written down an answer?
No,
I wrote down an answer. I'm waiting on Andy. Oh, yeah, I wrote down an answer.
Okay. I know I'm wrong. It's just the only thing I even come up with because like that took too many turns.
Yeah, there's a lot.
For one question, that was a lot of turns.
Everybody has an answer? All right, so we're trying to name this restaurant. Everybody reveal, please. Scotty's got Dunkin'. So does Kelly.
You guys are right.
Yeah, Brian's got Quiznos. Right. We have Drake's from Andy, and I have Dunkin' as well.
You're right. It's Dunkin'.
Yeah. That is. When it said drop the second half of the name, I was like Dunkin'
Donuts.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I knew I was wrong. Yeah. You're right. You guys are right.
The answer is Dunkin'.
Yay.
Yeah.
Salty.
Now, have you seen the skit with Casey Affleck? That's hilarious. I love that skit.
All right. Yeah. I do want to.
Because I said Dunkin' Donuts.
You did put Donuts.
She didn't ask which.
She did point out they dropped the second half of the name.
Yeah. What was it called before? So I might be the only one to get a point.
Well, her answer is Dunkin'.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'm fine. So that's up to you.
I don't care.
I'm good with his answer being.
I'm good with your answer. We know what you meant.
Yeah.
You know, no reason.
Man, two hints there in that last sentence. Yeah, that's cool.
We're just giving away points. I get it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, dropping the second half of the name gave me an idea. High five. And then aren't you glad that I didn't say Starbucks? I was just, I thought of a coffee joint. Yeah. And so, formerly Dunkin' Donuts, before, no longer. Originally named for a donut that was shaped with a little handle for easy dunking. Dunkin' is known around the world for coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches. Its bright orange logo is instantly recognizable. Okay, that's the orange part.
It's a coffee joint that's orange dominant.
Sealed it for me.
I couldn't get there. I don't know.
Billy Madison, aren't you glad you did?
Aren't you glad you didn't say banana?
A memorable ad campaign featured the catchphrase, "Time to make the donuts." It's affectionately known in New England as Dunkies. Dunkies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was me, Kelly, and Scotty that got there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, correct. Cool. All right. Well, that also takes us to a score check, boys. You want to know how everybody's doing?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Well, from worst to first, B, you got one.
Good job, B. All right.
Good job. Andy's got two, and so does Kelly.
Yay.
Good job, Kelly.
The Doc and myself are rocking a big old three over here.
That's a tight ass. Well,
the 60%ers.
Yeah. Feeling real good about my three right now. So, all right. Well,
Thorn.
Second half, question right, six. Who's got it?
Trivia. It's challenging.
That would be me.
This is tough.
All right. Let's do it, boys. All right. Question number six. I don't like this already.
Hard words. Words are hard.
Which poet, the only four-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, lived much of his life in New Hampshire and wrote the poem ending, "The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep."
A lot of words.
It is a lot of words. And poetry is definitely a weak space for me.
I mean, literature in general. You hit the board like right away.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel okay about this one.
Really?
I will not read it again.
I have never read or heard an entire poem in my life.
Yeah, we may have just now.
Well, was that the whole thing?
One more time.
It ended that way.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Which poet, the only four-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, lived much of his life in New Hampshire and wrote the poem ending, "The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep."
Okay.
There you go.
And you have a...
I got nothing.
Oh, you don't feel good about it?
I put a name down that I think he wrote poetry. I was going to put a girl down until he used the pronoun.
Yeah, that did help.
You know?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think the one I picked is a guy.
Yeah.
you'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or her.
Brian's writing something currently.
Will it be readable on air is the real question.
Probably not.
Probably.
Need a reader or reveal.
All right, let's go.
I think we're ready.
Go.
All right, so we got Robert Frost from Andy. Frost. Edgar Allan Poe. Because I have no idea.
Is this the road two paths taken, the road less traveled.
I just know he's a poet from New England.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Know he's from New England.
I wrote it down because you wrote it down earlier, and I was like,
that's what I figured.
I went with the name that I heard.
And he didn't even know it.
Yeah. The answer is Edgar Allan Poe.
Just are you kidding. Serious? No,
it's Robert Frost.
So, Robert Frost was born in New Hampshire in 1874 and died in Boston at the age of 88. He wrote many renowned poems such as The Road Not Taken,
there it is,
Nothing Gold Can Stay, and Fire and Ice. He served as a U.S. Poet Laureate and performed as a reading, the inauguration of JFK. His epitaph reads, I had a lover's court with the world.
Wow.
Bobby Cold.
Yeah. I apologize.
Bobby Cold.
I had a lover's quarrel with the world.
There you go. No, I wrote it down simply because Scott had it written down earlier.
I actually wondered if that was going to come back and bite
me in the
butt.
I knew Kelly had Poe, and I was like, I don't think it's Poe.
I just assumed it was the road less traveled. They go through the woods. It talked about the woods.
No, it's a great question if you have any idea about poetry at all. I'm not sure that's going to resonate with plenty of people.
Write Maya Angelou down until it's a he.
Walt Whitman.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. There you
go. We do know more poetry. All
right. Well, who's got, what are we on, seven?
Yeah.
Question number seven, I have that.
All right. Tight race. I like it.
Indeed.
Question number seven. Due to its 400 miles of coastline and the large bays and inlets that make up about 14% of its area, Rhode Island is known as the blank state. 100%.
Really? Good for you.
Are you serious?
Easy.
Look at this guy.
I'm going to need you to read that again.
Easy money.
Is there a clue in that question? I'm going to need you to read that again.
He's busy writing the
I'm writing the correct answer, sorry.
I can't wait till it's wrong.
Not going to be.
Not possible.
Due to its 400 miles of coastline and the large bays and inlets that make up about 14% of its area, Rhode Island is known as the blank state.
All right.
Really?
Taking a logical.
And you 100% on this?
Yeah. I know it. Just like I know the back of my hand.
Wow. Do you know the back of your hand?
I do now. I just looked at it.
You don't recognize it, do you?
Okay.
Yeah, I know the state motto of New Hampshire, if that becomes a question.
Do you have this, Scotty?
Feel pretty good. I'm not as confident as Kelly is.
Scott's got it.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So,
looking at my board.
It said, due to the coastline and inlet water.
I will read it one more time.
Thank you.
And then I'm not going to give you about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Due to its 400 miles of coastline and the large bays and inlets that make up about 14% of its area, Rhode Island is known as the blank state. 5, 4, 3.
Okay.
Reveal.
All right.
Reveal. Oh, man. Really?
Scott has the ocean state. Nick has wet. Andy has coastal. Brian has the coastal state. And let me check the answer. I don't need to.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, me neither.
If I'm wrong, I'll be mad.
I hope it's wet.
It's the ocean state.
Oh, wow.
So I don't believe
Brian
you.
And I were going to be right.
I never.
Been so awesome. The only reason I know this is I did a trivia night with Cindy and her coworkers, and they did a license plate category.
Correct. I remember that. I remember that.
Only reason I know this. I just learned this like a month ago.
It's like cheating that you know stuff.
Know.
That's not fair.
Being so smart. Amazing.
I thought we were all guessing.
Memory.
Okay. Great story. It's a great story. We're all excited about it.
We weren't there for that trivia. What's that about?
Rhode Island's official nickname, found on its welcome sign, is the Ocean State. After the Civil War, Rhode Island was the center of the Gilded Age and provided a home or summer home to many of the country's most prominent industrialists who built mansions like the Breakers and the Elms in Newport, which today are tourist attractions.
Yep. I think, the Breakers the house from Meet Joe Black, I believe?
Oh.
I do not know that.
That's right.
Oh, that's the next question.
Don't hear a lot of Joe Black references, I'll tell you that.
No, you don't.
You do not hear a lot of those.
That is an underrated movie. I love that movie. Just throwing that out there.
As I love Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I like how we can work movies into any topic.
Oh, yes, we can.
Any pop culture.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, I have question number 8. If you are ready.
Right where I want you.
There's a movie question.
Ah, perfect.
After making that joke. Ben's little brother, Casey, won a Best Actor Oscar for his role in this film. Name for a town on the North Shore in Massachusetts. What is that film?
Hondo. I don't get to say that very often, so I'm pretty proud of myself.
Really? Right, nice.
Now. I'm going to write my answer, and then I'll read it again.
I know it, but I have reservations, and I want to ask a question, but I can't because it might give away.
I actually appreciate the fact that it is a town name because I was confidently going to write a different movie that Casey Affleck's.
It is not a town name.
Read that again.
Please read that again.
Ben's little brother, Casey, won a Best Actor Oscar for his role in this film named for a town on the North Shore in Massachusetts. What is that film?
Oh. The name of the movie.
Yeah, it's the name of the town.
Okay, quit giving us hints.
Now I'm concerned.
Oh, man.
So he won the Oscar for his role in this film, named for a town on the North Shore in Massachusetts. What is that film?
So you would think that the town is in the name of the film, but it's asking for the name of the film.
Right.
So the name of the town is in the film name.
I'm not going to engage in dialogue to help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, man, it's just...
I understand. We'll give everyone here a second. Nick, you need another 10 count?
I
give you a 10 count.
You got a hundo B, right?
Sure.
Actually, now I'm questioning myself. Yeah. I think there's two words after what I wrote down, but whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
I can't win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here comes Nick.
Wait, you know what? I want you to read it one more time.
Okay, I will. Happy to do that.
One more time.
Ben's little brother, Casey, won a Best Actor Oscar for his role in this film, named for a town on the North Shore in Massachusetts. What is that film?
See, that bothers me, because I know the name of the town.
Well, I think the name of the town is in the title of the movie.
I know, I do, too.
Yeah, that's my problem. I can't think of one.
But the title of the movie is different.
I got it.
I got nothing, then. Here I got nothing.
Wait a minute, let Brian finish writing.
I've got it.
Okay, let's reveal.
Can't think of it.
No. Oh, man.
I wrote Manchester by the Sea. Nick wrote Out of the Furnace.
I didn't know that.
Andy, Manchester by the Sea. Brian, Manchester by the Sea. Kelly with Manchester by or of the Sea.
I'll take that, I think. Yeah.
So, see, like, the way I heard it originally, I'm just thinking Manchester.
You were thinking the name of the town.
Yeah.
Never the name of the movie.
Never seen that movie.
I started thinking about it. I'm like,
I haven't either. I was going to go Gone Baby Gone because he was magnificent in that movie. But
I like him, by the way.
I assume that's the correct answer.
The correct answer is Manchester by the Sea.
And that's all four of you got that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
not me, though.
I like Casey Affleck, though. He's solid.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie, John.
I saw it, unfortunately.
Gone Baby Gone.
I heard it's really depressing.
Gone Baby Gone's a great movie.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about this movie that some of you have seen. Manchester by the Sea, 2016 American drama, written and directed by Kenneth Lonergan. The film won 2 Academy Awards, Best Actor for Casey Affleck and Best Original Screenplay for Kenneth Lonergan. There you go. Right. Don't you feel smarter now for knowing that?
Just a little bit.
Amazon Prime release, if I remember.
It was not.
It wasn't?
I saw this in the theater.
Go to the theater? Oh.
Right. I lost.
I'm sorry.
On purpose?
I was dragged there, but it was either that or Office Christmas Party. And now that I've seen Office Christmas Party,
that's a good movie.
I'm so mad that I had to go see Manchester.
I like Christmas movies. That's a funny movie. It is.
I know.
That was a hidden gem.
T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
He's fantastic at that.
That's good. Yeah. Well, that's 8 questions. You guys want a score recap?
Sure.
Right. Are we in it?
Yeah. Andy, Brian, you have 2.
I can catch
it. Andy and I have 4. Kelly's got 5. And Scotty has 6. So
can be caught.
Most of us are still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done with
you. Yeah, you're done.
It's my last trivia ever.
It's retiring.
Anymore. I'm terrible.
We're accepting applications to replace Brian if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, who's got question 9?
Oh, I got 9. How can I help you?
Here we go. I got number 9. Ready to rock.
Good.
And here we go. Which United States National Park, located southwest of Bar Harbor, Maine, has the tallest mountain on the Atlantic coast, Cadillac Mountain?
What's the name of the park?
Yep. I have no idea.
Oh, we all know that.
Which United States National Park, located southwest of Bar Harbor, Maine, has the tallest mountain on the Atlantic coast, which is Cadillac Mountain? Oh, man. Yeah, I got nothing here. I gotta think of just something to put down.
I have no idea. National park. I'm bad at national parks. We've already had that episode. I'm god awful at national parks. The question is whether or not I've even heard of this national park.
When the answer is right. I'm not. You have no idea. One up there.
I got nothing. I'm going with the Gene Hackman Ray Romano movie.
Okay. I'm trying to think of that movie.
I know the movie you're talking about.
I have no idea.
Scotty, you went pretty quick.
I'm pretty sure I know this.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's 100%.
This guy.
Pretty sure.
You are a doctor
of New England.
It is. Yeah. The only reason, well, if I'm right, the only reason I know is that it's on my bucket list to visit.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like you right now. Yeah.
You and your education.
I quickly change my answer, but I don't think it's.
I'm trying right to either. Like, this is bothering me now.
You're the national park person.
Yeah, yeah. No, the fact that you said that, like, your bucket list.
Oh, so that. Why is it on your bucket list?
I'm not helping you in any form.
I'll tell you, it was an outdoor.
You know it's not going to help me even if you said it.
It's cold. I don't know.
You want it again?
Maine? One last time.
Maine?
Technically does not say it's in Maine. It says, which United States National Park, located southwest of Bar Harbor, Maine, has the tallest mountain on the Atlantic coast?
Oh, Bahaba?
Cadillac.
Is it
Bahaba?
Southwest of Bahaba?
Bahaba. It's wicked.
Park the car, Bahaba.
I wish I had something I could write down that was someone educated. Right. I have wicked no awesome. Idea.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Nothing more? Nope. Everybody got an answer on a board?
Yeah.
All right, let's reveal. We got Cape Cod from Nick, Acadia National Park from Scott, Acadia from Kelly, Mooseport from Brian.
Oh, welcome to Mooseport. Okay.
And the winner is Acadia National Park.
Hey.
Bravo, gentlemen.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
Now we're out of it.
This exists.
Yeah, Acadia.
I mean, I don't know. I want to visit Maine. It's on my bucket list. And that is the primary location. Actually, and the other place is actually like, it's called Moose Lake or something. You're like basically guaranteed to see moose if you go there.
No. Yeah. Is it meese or is it moose? But there's more than one.
Moose Knuckle Park.
All right. Why did that come to mind? Did you know that was even up there?
That was just a complete shot in the dark. A complete shot in the dark.
Have you ever heard of Acadia National Park, Brian?
No.
Because I haven't either.
No.
Andy?
I
have
not. Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. For sure.
No.
I don't know. Maybe neither one of us belong on this show.
We're done. Show ends tonight, guys. Sorry.
It's been a wild ride.
If you're liking it, we apologize.
Us Acadians.
Yeah.
You know.
Acadians. The park has a multitude of winter and summer outdoor activities, including hiking.
Sure it does.
Climbing. Skiing, and sea kayaking. Sunrises and sunsets from the top of Cadillac Mountain are spectacular. That sounds like that was written with knowledge of that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Jan's been there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, we're down to a two-horse race last I checked, anyway.
It's Kelly and Scotty.
Yep.
Kelly trails by one.
Mm.
So it all comes down to question number 10. Ooh. This is good.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
It was the fourth game of the 2004 ACLS Red Sox versus Yankees when Dave Roberts stole second base, putting him into scoring position. Who was the player who singled to knock the run in, leading to overtime?
Oh,
Janet.
Can I pause real quick?
It's okay.
This whole thing's just done now, right? This doesn't count, any of this.
It's okay. It's okay. It's extra innings.
Thanks.
Not everybody's as smart as us.
Yeah.
disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Yeah, so who drove in the run leading to extra innings, and the Red Sox win over the Yankees?
It's a great question.
So 2004.
I like the question.
That is a great question.
Four? So yeah, game four, 2004 ALCS. Wait, ALCS.
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 Overtime.
So, Red Sox. So 2004, Red Sox versus Yankees. Game four, ALCS. Dave Roberts stole second base. And then who was the player that knocked him in, which then tied the game, leading to extra innings? And then the Red Sox win over the Yankees.
Came back down 3-0.
I believe that's the series, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? That definitely is the series, yeah.
The first time that's ever happened.
Scott?
Wow.
Where's your head at?
I mean, I'm going to guess the player that I think was on that team. I don't know, it's wrong,
but I want to say a name so bad just because of the accent and everything. It's not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you said Dave Roberts?
So,
yeah. Dave Roberts, as in the Dodgers manager?
Yes.
But this is 04.
Yeah.
No, it's 21 years playing. Ago. He played ball.
He was a second baseman.
I know he played, but I didn't realize he was on that team.
Yes. Yeah, I remember this play.
I kind of remember it, yeah.
No, I hate him even more. I'm just, I mean, Dodgers, and, wow, that guy's a piece of work.
All the names.
So, just it's down to this. Kelly, this is big, because I don't think Scotty, you don't know, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're just guessing one of the players you think was on Boston.
I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
You got it?
Just because, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
We got it.
I hope you do, and I hope Scotty doesn't. I hope we have a tiebreaker.
I hope he doesn't either.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so everybody, I know we don't matter, but everybody's got an answer.
Hey, we still keep stats.
No, you don't.
Jerk. All right. Oh, Brian, I'm not going to wait for you because it doesn't matter. All right. So, who drove in Dave Roberts in the 04 ALCS?
I'm going to burn in hell.
All right. Who knocked him in? Let's see. You guys. We got Nomar from both of you.
Yeah.
That sucks. I got Kevin Millar. You got Dustin Pedroia. You got Johnny Damon.
So, Dustin Pedroia was the other name I was thinking of. I couldn't remember if he was on the team in 04.
You guys had the same answer. That stinks.
I don't think it's Nomar. Matter. That's the name I wanted to say because it's the only reason my answer is because it's Nomar.
It's New England.
So, I was the closest because if you pronounce Bill Miller's name in Boston, it'd be Bill Millar.
Bill Miller?
Bill Miller. Yeah.
Millar. It's Millar. He's from St. Louis.
So, Bill Miller. No, that's not Kevin Millar.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Okay. I think he played on the Giants previously before he went there. So, the correct answer is Bill Miller.
Oh,
we do not have any change in the score. I'll read the flavor text.
I never would have guessed that name.
So, pronounce Miller, either spelling acceptable. All right. So, the Red Sox became the first and to date the only team in MLB history to come back when down 3-0 deficit.
Yeah.
Ultimately, to win the best of seven series. The self-proclaimed bunch of idiots, feel like this show, we can say the same thing, went on to win the World Series for the first time since 1918, reversing the curse of the Bambino. So named because the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth's contract to the Yankees after the 1919 season. $100,000 What was it, $100,000?
It wasn't much, yeah. Well, compared to today's numbers.
I think it was $100,000. And they sold him because the owner was basically lost a ton of money. It was in like the theater business or something like that, if I recall.
Oh, he was in financial trouble?
That's why he sold Babe Ruth. He needed the money. That. Yeah. Or maybe it was a show he was putting on. He needed to finance a theater show or something along those lines. Yeah. Well, neither one of you got it right. It was not Noma.
Losers.
It was not Noma.
It should have been Noma.
It wasn't Pedroia. And it wasn't, I forget who he
Johnny
had.
Damon.
Johnny Damon.
Pretty good.
Love the guy.
Well, that is 10 questions. The final score is Brian with 2, Andy and myself with 4, Kelly with 5, and the doctor with 7. Sorry, Kelly, you had 6, the doc had 7. My apologies.
Bravo.
Well done. Thank
you. Nice work.
Yep. Wow. New England trivia, and Scott knows his New England trivia.
I know.
He looks like he's from New England.
Oh. Do we feel, I don't know if we're obligated, but I feel we should read the tiebreaker.
I agree.
Because, you know.
What are we saving it for?
We're not going to do New England trivia 2. I would imagine. I mean, Janet, well, I guess you could send this too.
Send it in.
She might. I just like you to clean up the whole extra innings versus overtime in baseball, ALCS versus ACLS, which that's a whole different organization, I believe.
Isn't that what Lou Gehrig had?
That arena.
All right. This question's right up Kelly's alley. Here's your tiebreaker question. I'm going to butcher the name, so you might have to help me. How many total games did John Havlicek. Play for the Celtics, not including playoffs.
Havlicek.
John Havlicek play for. Did I say it wrong?
You don't have to write it down, Kelly.
Oh, okay. You just keep hammering it. I love
trying to get it right.
I know.
How many games? I'm trying to think how many years he played at Boston.
Can hear Boston people yelling at me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was the. You wanted to know.
Yeah, no, I was curious.
Well, we got to reveal it before you.
Oh, okay. All right. Who did you write down something?
No, I'm not going to.
We're just going to say terrible
question.
It's not.
Somebody throw something out there.
1,510.
Okay.
1,432.
All right, Nick.
1,282.
Brian, you want to play along?
I think it's higher.
No, Boston fans are spoiled.
How many years did he play?
Not playing into this.
I don't know.
1,270.
Yeah. Oh man, nailed it.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
What'd you say?
1,282. Yeah.
And you never get, you're never
good at so bad. Yeah. Because it's all, because whenever it's math and it's like, oh, you know, how many of this, and then you have to do math, that's when I get.
He has a John Havlicek jersey.
Oh, of course.
You were wrong. It was 12-7. That's all I heard.
I was within 10, you jerk.
12, you idiot.
But I don't remember the I don't remember what number you said. I thought I was within 10. I don't. God, I hate you guys so much.
12. You were within 12.
Even when you lose, you win on this show, apparently.
Yeah, I was within something. Okay, whatever.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I know Brian and I have been to New England. Well, and Kelly, I know you've been. Has anyone else been? Nick and Andy, have you been there?
I have. I have been to Maine, Bangor, Maine, to be precise. We're on our way to England. Something happened to the plane. I can't remember what, but we had a, you know, divert, go to Bangor, Maine for a little
military,
you know, remember Air Force. It was beautiful there.
I don't think that's a word.
What, militarily?
He made it up.
I feel like that's a
I'll
word.
Give it to you. Yeah. I like it.
10 times out of 12, it's a word.
But I do remember we were at a bar with a buddy of mine, Cody. That's a shout out to you. We're at the bar.
Was
the
militarily too?
He was militarily there as well. And the bartender asks what we want, and Cody goes, I'll have the galley wabla. He says it just like that. And the bartender goes, why are you talking like that? He's like, you statted it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
So that's my little story. Like Bangor, Maine. Like had a good time. Got drunk. Fun night.
Yeah. Nice. No, I have not been there. I have been to Gettysburg and Hershey, Pennsylvania, New York City, Dover, like Delaware. Cool. So we're not quite up that far.
Gettysburg. Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I like to go there. Yeah.
I do have a personal goal to visit all 50 states by the time I turn 50. I just hit 47, so I got to get to work because the Pacific Northwest and New England are about all that's left, other than Alaska.
So what are you missing? What are you missing, the three?
What's that?
The three you're missing.
No, I am 47 years old.
Oh, and I'm misunderstood.
I probably have 10 or 12 to go yet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I got you. I thought you said you had three to go.
No. I just turned 47 years old, and I got work.
Understood it the same way Brian did.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah. Kelly, you spent a week there one night, I believe, in a bar.
I did spend a week there at Cheers. Bull and Finch. The story that I can tell is not appropriate for radio play.
Fair enough. You guys went together, correct, to see
Scott Wizer.
Went to two Cardinals. Out of three games out of a Cards Red Sox.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like that. So Scott bought the tickets. We get to our seats, and they're really good seats. I'm probably like 20-30 rows behind home plate.
Yeah,
a little bit on the third base side. Mm-hmm. Scott normally likes to sit on the edge because, you know, he just likes that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He sat on the second seat, and I sat on the first seat, and right in front of me was a steel I-beam.
Yeah.
So, like, directly in front of my seat. So the whole game, I have to lean over to the left.
Yeah. We actually switched halfway through the game because
Scotty went left.
It was a tough draw. It was a tough draw.
Yeah. So I think the next day, I mean, I was younger then. But if I did that now, my back would hurt for
my back hurts. Wrigley, you telling the story.
Yeah, they are.
So, one thing I remember, we were in Massachusetts when I was 14, I believe, and we were driving up to where we were going or whatever with the family. And like two kids out in like a schoolyard, which looked like, you know, like a prep school, like something, you know. Anyway, they're playing catch lacrosse though.
Oh.
And like at 14, I'm like, what is that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, today. I'm like, what are they doing? Yeah. It's like been like two kids around here throwing a football or baseball.
Right, or playing lacrosse. For that matter,
but at
right?
that time, I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Janet. We're at that point, aren't we?
Dead air.
I think it's Jan. It's presumptuous to call her Janet. It was Jan from last I saw, Jan B there. Yeah.
Miss Jackson,
no,
if you're
no
nasty.
No overtime here.
You like that one, Kelly? Huh? You like that one? Yeah.
I do.
Yes.
No, we do appreciate it very much.
We
invite more listeners to get that done. Get something down, and we have a team in place to fact check all of that and, you know, make sure it gets put together.
Send them in.
All play. We like the all play.
We love it when we all get to play.
Yeah. So, this is like overtime.
It's overtime in baseball.
And yes, congratulations, Doctor.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it very much.
I'm kind of getting sick of this.
I know. I am looking forward.
Is it worth it? All that money you spent to win trivia?
I guess this comes out, we're, you know, recording a little bit earlier than this would come out, and so we haven't hit our 1 year mark yet, and so we'll review all the stats at that point. I'm looking forward to seeing where that lies. Of course, this won't be on there, so
I'm not
great story.
That, but good for you.
Most second place finishes.
Yeah. Yeah, more than likely.
The first loser.
All right, fellas.
Yep.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for us, and we'd love to read those reviews. Keep them coming. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans. We're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.